Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you get that second date, you got $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Hey, it's your boy, Jordan.
What's up, Jordan? How can we help you, bro?
So, what's going on? You know, I've been dating this girl for a while. You know what I'm saying? We've been chilling, you know, but we've been kind of laying low a little bit. So, recently, you know, we decided we was about to take it to the next level. We decided we was about, you know, finally have sex. So, you know, I thought I gave her a fair warning. You know, I'm a little freaky, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I like to do a little something, you know.
So you get a little wild with it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I get a little wild with it. You know, ever since then, you know, she ain't been returning my calls. So I don't know if I did a little bit too much for her. But I do want to get her back on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Just to kind of see where we at.
Now, you know you did too much if you ain't heard back.
I'm just curious as to what
What's your freak level?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about infinity. Like, you know, I'll try everything.
You about a what? Yeah.
About infinity. You know, I'm going to try everything once. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You done did something scared the woman. That's what's going on. We don't even want to know from you. We're going to find out from her. What's her name?
Kiki.
Kiki. And your name again, what?
She don't love you.
Jordan.
Freaky Jordan. In the case of Freaky Jordan and Kiki, we're going to try to get Kiki on the phone to see
if we can Kiki again.
Yeah, man. All right, so put your phone on mute. Don't say nothing.
All right.
Hold on. Yeah.
I know what he did.
What
did
he do?
I think he tried to introduce the ass opener. You know that cork
thing? No.
Yes, he probably pulled that out with some lube, and she like, I got to go.
Got to go.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Am I speaking to Kiki, please?
This is she. Who is this?
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
This is Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover, Kiki. We got Sue Solo and Shada Shada on the phone.
Hey, sis.
Hey.
What, are you busy right now?
No, I'm just trying to figure out why y'all calling me.
You trying to figure out why we're calling you? Well, we're trying to figure out why you're in such a good mood this morning, because we want to make sure we keep you in such high spirits.
I woke up this morning and I'm blessed.
I say.
That's all I need right there.
That's a good way to start your day, man. So let's ask you a question. What's going on with your love life, baby?
I don't have one. You looking to date me?
Ooh, he is a married man, sis.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. My bad. No disrespect.
Yeah. So were you recently dating anyone? Well, let me ask you this. Have you been out on any wild dates lately?
To be honest, I was dating somebody, but that didn't end well, so I'm single.
Well, what happened, sis?
What happened?
He's nasty, and I don't want to be bothered.
That's like dirty?
No, he's not dirty, like, you know, stinking or nothing like that, but he's nasty, and I don't do that nasty. Mm-mm.
Okay, so what's wrong with that? What happened? What's the problem?
Okay, so he's attractive. He's very good looking. Don't get me wrong. We were having a great time, and we were getting close to, you know, grown folks' time. And I invited him over. We were, like, watching a movie, hanging out. Everything was going good. So we started, you know, getting a little touchy. And then he completely flipped it. Do you know this man tried to spit in my mouth? He spit in my mouth.
Oh.
Girl.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Gross.
Wait a minute. What's his name?
Jordan Nasty Self.
Jordan Nasty Self.
That's what his name is.
So.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can you please tell us how that ended up happening?
Okay. So it started out really good. Like, you know, we were kissing, you know, we were getting to almost business time. And he was like, you know, open your mouth, baby. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm about to listen to what he got to say. Okay, so I'm excited. And he spit in my mouth. Not like a little bit of spit, like a whole bunch of spit. It's coronavirus. Ooh. I don't know you. Oh, my God.
I mean, girl, you was about to do the do anyway.
Right.
I don't even try to make that point.
You know?
The reality is, you just wasn't ready for him to spit in your mouth.
Yeah, no. What kind of 50 Shades of Grey mess he got going on?
Well, you know, that is a thing, but if you ain't part of that thing and you ain't aware of it, that ain't it.
I mean, what do you do? Like, what is your freak level? Like, what?
Vanilla. Straight vanilla.
Who?
Okay, so what happened? Did you end right there? Did you take some time before it ended? What happened?
Did you swallow the spit?
I jumped up and ran to the bathroom to spit that mess out because I don't know you. Spit in my mouth. Like, we had ate dinner and everything. Like, just thinking about it, I feel nauseous.
Wow.
It was so nasty. I literally ran to go brush my teeth. It was nasty.
Okay, listen, this is what we got to let you know, man. Jordan is on the phone. So I believe he already knew why it was over with. And Jordan, what you got to say? Now, you ain't tell us you were wilding like this.
Ain't beast big.
Kiki tripping. Listen, man, we done been out so many times, so you finna tell me now all of a sudden.
No, what kind of freakiness are you on, sir? Uh-uh. You need to warn somebody before you do that.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, no. But, I don't need a part two, boo-boo. That first preview was enough. I'm not into that.
Wow.
Okay, we can kind of work our way up if you give me another chance. Like, we don't got to start right there. We can backtrack a little bit and work our way.
No, you need to have me suspended from the ceiling and some handcuffs and all kind of stuff. No, I know what kind of man you are.
That's what you into?
Okay, so that ain't going to happen, huh? It ain't going to work for you, baby?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, I ain't mad at you about that one. You know, homie, you try to...
Since you're not even curious to see, like what his lowest freak level is.
No.
You don't want to know?
I'm afraid. This man going to have me tied up, handcuffed, and gagged.
Ooh, and that's just not you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was you. I don't think he going to do nothing. You ain't going to let him.
Word.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say before we let this go the other way?
Yeah, I mean, we can always use a safe word.
Boy, he ain't going to do it, boy.
He is freaked out.
He of Buddha.
Young lady, I just want to ask one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did that spit hit the little thing in the back of your throat?
Hell no. I guess I'm going to have 1-800 Enter the Bethune Law Firm. Y'all would not be getting this $100. Damn, Jordan. You got to let them folks know your freak level before you just go up on them like that. Y'all call us. Let's talk about this second date update. 1-866 Young Jock. That's spelled YUNGJOC. Call us right now, man. Ooh, we got to talk about this. Young Jock in the streets, morning takeover.
Yeah.